Chapter 6 Purpose. The next morning, Hugo opened the toy booth and set it up exactly the way the old man always did. His fingers were still hurting badly, but he smiled as the customers straggled by and he collected the money. Still, there were long stretches of quiet. Hugo was frustrated not being able to draw or play with any of the mechanical parts. He tried to teach himself to write with his left hand, but it didn't work. He looked closely at the wind-up toys. He tried to imagine what the old man was thinking as he built these toys. He must have hated being stuck here all day long. Maybe he was only happy for the time he devoted to building each new toy. Maybe they reminded him of building the automaton. When Isabel came by after school, she joined Hugo on a stool behind the counter. Eventually, with no customers and nothing else to say, Isabel tended to the loose ends of Hugo's bandages and took out a book. She began reading. Hugo recognized the book. It was the collection of Greek myths she had borrowed from Monsieur Labis.
"You've been reading that for a long time," said Hugo.
"Oh, I've read it 20 times. I bring it back to the bookshop, read other books, and then take it again. I like the stories."
"Read out loud."
Isabel read the stories to Hugo, and he remembered hearing some of the myths when he was in school. She read about Mount Olympus and creatures like the Chimera and the Phoenix, and then read the story of Prometheus. Hugo learned that Prometheus had created humankind out of mud, and then stole fire from the gods as a gift for the people he had made so they could survive.
So Prometheus was a thief.
In his mind, Hugo suddenly saw the painting in the Film Academy library. One of the figure's hands was reaching up, holding a ball of fire, as if it were stealing the flames from above, and the other hand projected light, like it was a film. Hugo thought that maybe the painting was a version of Prometheus, except Prometheus was stealing fire from the gods to create the movies. Isabel continued reading the story. It turned out that Prometheus was punished for his theft by being chained forever to a rock where an eagle came to eat his liver, which grew back every day. Prometheus had stolen the fire because he wanted to help the people he had created, yet he was still punished. Hugo had become a thief to survive and to help the automaton. What would his punishment be? Was he now going to spend the rest of his life behind the counter of this toy booth, like the old man? Was this all he had to look forward to? Hugo tried to push that idea out of his head. There had to be something else. He found his attention being drawn to the clock across the hall. The big bronze hands moved slowly across the clock's face, like the sun across the sky. He wondered when it was going to stop running.